ready, Mikey?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to Shifting the Gears. I'm Kiyoshin Saka.
I'm Michael Ebinger.
Sorry if we sound dead, as we halfway kind of are. At least I am. I feel exhausted.
Yeah, I'm not that dead. I'm just reading.
Yeah, that's true. When it's great when Mike focuses super hard, you think he's dead, because he'll just stare at the same page. Like, he'll stare at a book for 30 seconds and flip the page. I don't know how you read that fucking fast, by the way.
I don't read fast at all. I don't know what you're drunk.
Well, there's sometimes you'll look, or is it, you do what I do sometimes, and like you're trying to find something, you skim read, like looking for the keyword.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. So yeah, this week we have dick shit to talk about. I have really nothing. I haven't done any car work. We talked about what we got for Christmas already. Yeah, 2 days in, I haven't done shit to cars. Oh yeah, I drove and I want to go buy winter tires. That's about it.
Yeah, I drove home from my New Year's party, and then I've been in bed since, and then I got in my car to drive here to record the podcast. I'm going to drive back home to go back to bed, and then I'm going to do that until Monday morning.
I honestly, like, this whole week, because I've been off since Tuesday, so it's been super weird, because I woke up Wednesday, I was like, ah, wait, do we record today? Like, what the fuck day is it? Like, this whole week's been all, like, with the Christmas and New Year's back-to-back, it's been really messing me up.
Reading this article on the winter tires thing that we had both found.
Let's see. We'll cover a couple of things real quick. We'll do some random news stuff that we found. News is slow as hell, too, but Toyota C Plus Pod. Looks like it's an XA that had sex and created a bastard baby with a smart car.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that because it was only going to be released in Japan.
Yeah, it's, yeah, Japan, 93 miles, and it's a Matchbox car. Did you see the one about the Nuro gets commercial autonomous vehicle permit in California?
I did see it. I did not read it. You had mentioned something about it, so I thought you were going to look at it. So I'm reading this winter tires one that you had said something about.
It's a neat looking concept thing. Basically, it looks like it's being used for deliveries. So we'll see. It's literally 3.5 feet tall.
Yeah, in the picture of it and like the actual article, it looks like it's literally just like the, instead of having a grocery cart, like,
yeah,
bring out your cart, you sit there and you have the cart go out to the street, and this thing's just sitting there waiting. You put all your bags in this, and then this thing goes to your car with you. This is what that looks like.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I'm kind of curious to see exactly what they do and how they're going to control it, but
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of neat. Let's see. I was looking at something about 10 racing crashes. Yeah, the news in America sucks.
News everywhere sucks.
Yeah, when Australia can't figure out how to write, Australia can't figure out to write a fucking article.
Yeah,
it's bad because Australia can find a way to write a car article, and it's actually good, and they're having trouble. 10 racing crashes. Worst one I think I saw was the Bahrain one for Grosjean, how the F1 driver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one was nuts. I think he like burned both of his hands, broke his ankle or something crazy, but either way, he still got out of the burning car. Yeah, so what are you seeing on this winter tire one? Because we know there's a lot of people who go, I don't need winter tires.
But basically, for everyone that's exactly like that, that's exactly what they say. That even...
What you say, in the correct climate.
Yeah, in the correct climate, that even people with all-wheel drive systems, such as, you know, us with our Subarus or, you know, a Lamborghini, you know, if whoever's driving a Lamborghini, because, you know, if you're driving a Lamborghini in the winter, go fuck yourself.
I just saw the connection you made there. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, you know, it's basically just stating that every single car should have winter tires on it, because, you know what, the winter tires are going to be the best absolute option for you in order to be able to have actual traction or increased traction in the snow and in just the winter itself. Because of the way that the rubber and the plastics and everything is made inside of the actual tire compound itself.
I like the line from TJ Campbell, the information testing manager from Tire Rack.
Yeah.
They asked how cold is cold enough to justify winter rubber. If you can see your breath, If you can see your breath regularly, you should probably put on winter tires. That's a good rule of thumb. I would say so. Yeah. I'd even say around 40, like 35, 40 degrees, you should be seeing your breath. Put winter tires on.
I think mine.
What is with this? Look at this fucking. Look at what my. Are you getting all those image errors?
No.
That's weird. I'm missing a lot of pictures then. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, no, it's good. Basically, it's a completely different compound and mixture. They react differently in the winter than a all season or a summer tire does.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it really does make a difference.
And you're coming from one with that. We both have all-wheel drives. We both have had all-wheel drives for a while. And you experience what it's like not having winter tires and then having winter tires on a rear-wheel drive.
Yeah, so. I've had rear-wheel drive without winter tires for one day. Did it for one day, said no. Got winter tires for that.
Funniest day I've ever seen.
And then...
Fuck this. I'm going to buy tires.
And then the next year had an all-wheel drive without winter tires, and now I have an all-wheel drive with winter tires, and I'll never do it again without winter tires.
Yeah, I went from an all-wheel drive with really, really good all seasons, but I drove like 8 miles, so, and I drove like a, you know, grandma.
And I also quit smoking, so I have to keep putting gum in my mouth, so yeah.
Oh, it's okay. That's why I bought a big bag of gummy bears, except I'm halfway through it. I've gone, you know, front wheel drives, rear wheel drives. I've never owned a dedicated rear wheel drive. I've driven them, but I've owned front wheel drives with and without winter tires, all wheel drives with and without winter tires. And even as much as I love my car, pure and simple, like, it makes it way more fun and way more safe because your stopping's there, your turning, your acceleration. It's little stuff like, you know, you turning a corner and going to give gas, but your tires aren't grabbing or coming off the line. Like, it's those little things that matter. And, you know, driving down, we'll say, Route 126, going to Yorkville, that did you feel some of it? Like, oh, I say you really didn't feel it then. At winter tires, it will plow through the stuff. And it's not much, but it's like the little slush that on non-winter tires will pull your car.
Oh, yeah.
And I got stuck behind this asshole in a Ford Mustang convertible. First off, why the fuck are you driving a Mustang in the winter? In Chicagoland. With not even nice all-season tires.
Don't hang on it. Shannon's mom used to do it.
Okay, Shannon's mom knows how to fucking drive. And she wouldn't do 33 miles an hour down 126.
I've seen her go pretty freaking slow in that Mustang.
I only saw her when she pulled in the shop, so I couldn't, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen her go slow, but, like, hey, come on, you're in 126. Get the hell out of the way. And the worst part is I'd try to go past, and I'd look, and there's a plow coming my way. Or there's a cop coming my way because somebody went into a ditch. But the road is icy as hell. Like, I was slipping on salted roads.
Are you talking about the snowstorm that we had the other day?
No, I'm talking, like, yesterday coming home with the freezing sleet we were getting.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought you were going to be talking about the one from earlier last week, not the...
Oh, no, that was great. I just kept going. I was laughing at 4x4s.
Yeah, earlier last week one, the whole... Yeah, that one was a shit show by my house.
Yeah, I can definitely see it. Out here, it wasn't too bad.
The orchard bridge going up to 71.
Oh, God.
That bridge shut down before 7 o'clock.
Iced over, just...
Iced over, like, 7-8 cars off the roads. Ridge had, like, 8 cars off the road when I was going down there. Sat there, and when I was driving to work, and we were on the back of 126 going towards 55, and all of a sudden, this dude smacks the brakes and just goes off to the side, and I have to smack the brakes, and I start sliding to the right, but he's like out to the left drifting, and now he's like coming back, and I'm like, all right, he's getting hit. He's going to get hit from coming, like, oncoming traffic. He's going to get pushed back into me. I'm dead today. Like, this is over with. Like, I'm sorry. I'm like, gone. Everyone on the podcast, like, it's over. Like, you know, I didn't actually die. He didn't get hit. You know, obviously I'm here. We're recording today, but it was
first ever podcast to have a reborn co-host.
Yeah, I saw my life flash before my eyes, and I was worried. But yeah, winter tires definitely saved my ass, so I definitely think like, everyone else should rock winter tires.
Well, hell, remember the Sonata? How much more stable that car was in the winter? Like, it was worth it. Definitely worth it. Especially because I was doing roadside at the time. Hugely worth it, because, you know, I'm seeing 4x4s and all-wheel drive vehicles. And we're talking, like, even nice Mercedes and Audis and BMWs and shit that are sliding off the road because they don't... I have all-wheel drive, I don't need it. You're an idiot.
I have all-wheel drive, I don't need it.
You still got it.
Yep.
Still going to. I might go buy some this week, but I gotta go see the boys for an oil change this week, so...
I saw them, like, less than a week ago.
I was going to, and then I came home and got all lazy when I came home Tuesday. Monday, well, basically Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do shit since then. So.
Nice.
Yeah, the news on my I'm out of news articles with that. Do you have any more? Like, there's some good ones, but they're kind of bland. Like, nothing I'm typically entertained with.
I mean, Jeep's putting a Wrangler and Gladiator in-house customization plant near the actual plant that they build them in.
That's fucking rad.
Yeah.
So, like, you'll be able to buy a bunch of aftermarket parts from them, so it's installed by Jeep.
Yeah.
That's cool, because then you know it's done. It's covered under warranty. So I feel like Mopar is doing really good with their aftermarket, like, driving their own aftermarket support.
Still Mopar.
Yeah, it's Mopar. But you get my, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they're doing, of all the manufacturers, I think they're one of the better ones, if not the best, with driving their own aftermarket parts.
Yeah, they really do.
Nissan really doesn't go crazy, unless you buy a Nismo, which,
yeah,
no. It's not even a standout package anymore. Unless you get the Z, that's about really the only Nismo aspect with it.
And GTR, but...
Yeah, well, GTR is a whole different ballgame. Let's see, who else does? Well, like I say, GTR's got AMS sitting there, so even if they don't, they're going to, and you have a GTR, probably going to go to AMS.
Toyota for a while with TRD.
They do. They haven't been pushing it as hard, but now with the GR.
Well, back in the day, like, back when it was, like, 13-ish, 13 through, like, 16, I think, were the big years that they pushed TRD to no extent.
Yeah, well,
it was, like, every car. It was, like, here's a TRD exhaust option, and here's your TRD intake. No, sir, I don't need that. I'm going to get the K&N one. That's, you know, cheaper because you guys are doing this as an add-on at the dealership. So it's really $3,000 add-on, whereas I can get the K&N one for $400.
Yeah, like, and some of the stuff, like the exhaust, I'd probably go with just because they actually sounded good.
The TRD exhaust
and the sway bars were, price-wise, they were cheaper than aftermarket, but the intake, $700. I'm sorry, bite me.
Yeah.
Like,
the TRD package in general just cost a lot.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, if you're going to buy a TRD package, it's the same guy who's buying a Z71 package that's going to get the same shit, yeah, but pay another $1,000 more just because it's a Chevy truck.
Yeah, plus, you know, I guess I would kind of want it to sound the way I want it to sound, or, yeah, like, be able to put my own exhaust on there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd say for guys like us, we kind of want to do our own exhaust. Like, even though I went with the factory option, I didn't want the typical... Everybody runs the same, you know, catback. Really, it was an axle back because nobody makes a fucking catback for that 2.5.
That's why when I went for downpipe, I went catless downpipe on my first Subaru.
I cannot wait to hear that ignorance.
Everyone is catted.
Yes, this is true. So you'll cut half your cats out. Really, yep. Half your cats.
Yep.
It's going to be so nice.
Yeah.
I miss having that loud-ass car.
Yeah.
Like, I really do. I really do.
It's,
like,
going to be obnoxiously loud. I already know.
I don't even know enough about those motors to really speak on it and how it's going to sound, but the few I've heard sound... Because they basically ran your same setup, and it actually sounds really good because they kept a full exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the guys who dump them at stock power. Like, oh, yeah. Sir, put your fucking exhaust back on the car. It sounds like shit. Sorry, your V8 Mustang that makes 195 horsepower at the wheel does not sound good with cut exhaust manifolds. And if anything, do what you were talking about, like with Walker. Put cutouts on the fucking thing. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, at least, because then when you're going through the neighborhood at 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't have to hear your 4.6-liter Mustang chopping down the road at 4 miles an hour, sounding like you're going 50. You can do it. And then when you get out on the main road, away from my fucking house, open it up. Piss everybody else off.
Yeah.
Like, going down, you know, through the city, open it up. Have fun. Because the reverb off those buildings is epic.
Oh, yeah.
God, I can't. We got to go for a ride out there and once you get the stuff
right,
done.
Right down lower Wacker.
God, I say don't lower the car, though, because they put those fucking speed bumps in.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm not lowering it.
I might skip lower Wacker and just go right to Michigan Avenue and LSD.
I want to shoot flames on lower Wacker.
I'll have to follow you then. I'll keep my car stock height. Fuck this. I was going to lower it this year, like an inch, but I was like, no. I'll keep the stock height. I'll see how the wheels look on it, and then I'll judge. But your wheels should give me that nice flush look, so I don't know if I'll want to lower it. I don't know. I'm kind of going back and forth. Then we talk about what we want to do in 2021. But I'll have to see. I want to lower it, but I really don't want to put $3,000 coilovers on the car.
Yeah.
Because that's like one of the only good options.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if I have to buy new struts, I might go buy H&R springs or something and just rock it. But I don't know. I do have Provis springs in the garage. I got to get re-powder coated.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Shit. What have you been up to outside of sleeping and work? Sleeping and work.
Yeah, the end of December just ended, so I haven't had enough time to really been able to do much. I'll tell you next week what I've been doing after you know all that bullshit with the busy season, because I'll at least have like a week of working normal schedule again.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to going back to work Monday.
I just want to have a normal schedule again. I want to go into work at 7 again, and I want to sit there, and I want to get out at 5:30 in the morning. I want to be able to, you know, if I think I have to text Lexi and make sure that she, even if she, what the word is on the job on everything like that. But I miss being able to talk to her in the mornings. I've talked to my mom still in the mornings. But with her, it was, like, I didn't know if she was working. I don't know. Like, I would get out at, like, you know, 7 o'clock, and then she's like, all right, she's already at work. Or, you know, it's December 23rd, and she's just like, all right, well, I know that schools are out, so does she work? Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'll just drive home.
Yeah, I'll just drive home, listen to music. And Eminem dropped an album, so, you know, I didn't.
I started listening to one song.
Yeah.
And then some 4-year-old kid came around, like, at a family function, and it was, well, it's Eminem. There's never a clean song by Eminem.
I would have just been like, here you go, kid. Listen to this. This is good music.
Yeah. All the other guys out there, like, you know, let me show you what this is. I didn't do it. Bike is going to be ready probably this week.
Oh, nice.
So if they can get clear weather, they might bring it over. If not, Bobby's like, it'll be ready. Either way, I'll have a bike for next season.
Oh, yeah.
Excited about that.
Nice.
What else did? Oh yeah, I painted the house, or half the house.
Yeah, half his house is green and half his house is blue, the outside.
The fuck? No. First off, my HOA would murder me, and the HOA would murder me.
No. Don't let them lie to you. They didn't do shit.
Plus, I'm not a Seahawks fan.
Half his house is green. Half his house is blue.
You're an asshole. I missed you, but you're an asshole.
Like that baby ass fucking, like that baby ass blue, like that one where, like, you know, your grandma has a blue car, that's the color of her car.
Oh, you mean the Sonata?
Yeah.
God, I saw that car the other day, and I was like,
you saw your specific Sonata, or you saw a Sonata?
I think it was mine.
Okay.
I think it was mine. But either way, I was like, that actually looks low-key kind of good. I definitely liked going with the black grill and the yellow fog lights.
Ah.
Because it stood out from every other standard-ass Sonata.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't do much outside of that. It handled fun. I kind of miss it, but I realized, like, no, I really don't. I only miss it because I could beat the dog shit out of that car and not give a fuck. I really didn't give a shit.
Sir, your car is going to blow up. I don't care. I really don't
fucking care. Like, you fuckers still got this under warranty for another 40,000 miles, man. I don't give a shit. Let it blow up. You owe me a motor anyways. Transmission not under the recall. Hasn't replaced that too because it's under 100K.
Yeah.
I bought the extended warranty, so bite me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Really at a loss of, like, words for what to talk about today.
Yeah, like, we didn't get to... This week was so busy with the holidays and everything going on. We didn't really get to look. News wasn't really good. I say with the holidays, it kind of threw
us. Did you have any New Year's resolutions that you
are doing? I didn't even do those anymore. Oh, okay. I just told me to get the fuck up and go move and do something. I really just want to focus on the... I got some of this... Like I said, I got the hallway and the bathroom painted, which is what I wanted to do this week. I got the dartboard framed out. I used wood trim.
Okay.
Probably next week I'm going to go find a block, corner block designs. You know, those little, like, molding ones. And cut down the framing around the board and actually glue those to the wall so it looks nicer. But for now, it's done. Yeah, I really didn't look at any resolutions. I just kind of set goals of stuff that I would like to get done. So I started a Google Docs thing of, you know, interior house, exterior house, vehicles, finances, personal. Like, I want to try to get rid of some of the clutter. There's really not much clutter in the house, but I want to get rid of some of the knickknacks and shit. I want to get the car work done. I want to buy another car in 2021. My neighbors are going to fucking hate me, and I really don't care. Because they're all going to be running. Project car updates. I lied. I just bought 2 transmissions, a bunch of axles and hubs and shit from Joe up in Elgin. He's got the white Legacy from Grid Life.
Okay.
The wagon.
Yeah.
I bought I bought his old race his old stock one that he raced for 4 years.
Yeah.
But he's given me basically 2 entire drivetrains, hubs, spindles, axles, cross members. Like, he's like, basically whatever I don't need. Oh, and I'm getting an Outback bumper.
Yeah.
So I can finally do that stupid ass front end that I always hated. I cannot wait.
That I always hated.
I just didn't like because everybody did it, but now everybody's going with the hardcore going with the JDM bumpers
because
they want the nut. They want the JDM goodies. I'm sorry. Maybe you should put fucking tires on your car and not go buy that $500 fucking oil cap. But I just I can't bring I. Why the fuck do people spend $500 on a fucking oil cap? Why? To let it sit on your shelf?
And Nick Bach, can you answer this one for us?
Yeah, Nick. Like, I get it's a rear part, but it's not an intake. It's not an exhaust. It's not something I can utilize. It's if you can take the part off the car and throw it over 200 feet, it is not worth $500. I won't pay $500 for a fucking baseball for the World Series. Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you crazy? It's like the same guy who has to buy $200 wine glasses per glass because he wants one company. Hey, dick nugget, go to Walmart, go buy the fake crystal ones because you're going to break the glass either way when you get drunk. God, that was a fun rant. At least I did on 23 minutes.
I'm broken.
Oh, no. Like I said, like I won't.
On a side note, nacho cheese fries are back at Taco Bell.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, my God, I'm excited. I'm going to go get this after this.
There's our piece of news.
The only news that matters, nacho fries are back. I got to text Myrna real quick and let her know.
Well, the taco fries or the...
Oh, no. Wait, what? Joe's on his way over to
drop the parts. Did I just say taco fries?
You did. Nacho. Taco. Some kind of fries.
I said taco fries. And no, it's supposed to be nacho cheese fries.
Oh, I'm definitely going. Yeah, that's. I knew what you meant. They found him. But who do we have to sacrifice for that?
What?
Don't you remember the commercial? The guy has to go on a life-ending mission to go save the nacho fries?
Oh. No, like, I don't remember that commercial.
I forgot. Some actor. But, like, yeah, good luck. Thanks. Make sure you bring
I'll sacrifice
the fries
you.
Okay.
The nacho cheese fries are really good.
They really are.
Yeah. And I just want you to understand this. Like, I don't know if you ever had them, but the...
Oh, I did. The day you got them, I went out on lunch and got them for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back for dinner on the way home.
That was really good.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, no, so I'm going with the Outback bumper on that because, A, it's free. And, B, the amount of stuff I'm getting, I should easily have a zero behind this amount.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not bad. Because for one nice bottle, two nice bottles of whiskey, I got a bunch of car parts.
Facts.
So I'm happy with that. Yeah, well, I'm going with the Outback one because, like I said, everybody's going with the Prova or RFRB bumpers or something that are going to charge $500 or $600, and they've been coming mangled.
Yeah.
Because the shipping companies don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't see myself spending $1,000 on a front bumper. To need a new core support, a new crash bar. I can't bring myself to do that, because it takes one fucking rock on the highway, one piece of ice, one piece of debris on the road, to destroy your bumper that most companies won't touch because they're fiberglass.
Mm-hmm.
Not many guys are gonna do it, and I can't bring myself to do it. If that's your gig, cool. I'd rather put that $1,500 into my house or invest it, or, you know, buy a $1,500 shitbox and go beat the fuck out of it and leave on the side of the road with the title in the glove box.
Yep.
I don't know. Like, I can't do it, but if that's you, good job. I just see no point. Because, like I said, these guys who are spending $1,000, $1,500 on MR2 taillights, it takes one asshole to shatter your taillight. Now you're out $1,500. The insurance company's not paying you $1,500 for those taillights.
No.
They're going to pay you factory retail for your factory option for the states. They're going to give you $40 Amazon taillights.
Because
nobody's going to make the taillights you have for most of us who are importing this shit. Nobody's going to make it. It's going to be aftermarket anyways.
Yeah.
They're not going to give you JDM taillights. They don't have anything to tell you. It's what came on the car. Well, this is what it had. This is what we're paying for. What are you going to do? Fight them? No, good luck. Unless you're paying Haggerty or somebody with aftermarket insurance, but even then they're gonna tell you like, eh.
Yeah, sorry.
You're kind of fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I spent money on lights one time and got a broken unit, and it was $1,000 to get new ones, so I laughed. And ever since then, I was like, excuse the fuck out of me. For the lens? Well, we don't make the lens. We only make the whole unit. And it's a six week shipping time. Oh, if it doesn't get held up at customs. Oh, by the way, you order number 87 out of, you know, the 300 we have to ship out, and we're only doing 10 a week. I was like, what? So after that, I said, fuck that. If I can go to the junkyard and pull the lights off the car, I'll go buy it there. I don't care what you think.
Did I get you to go on this 3-minute rant by asking you what your 2021, if you had any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, the car update. Good job. High five.
Okay.
All right, so that's Kia starting shit-talking in 2021, so we'll see how many hate messages we get.
I'm attempting to quit smoking nicotine.
How's that going so far?
I'm only on day one.
How's that going so far?
I'm only on day one.
How many packs of gum have you had?
I only had two pieces.
Oh, okay. Not bad. You've been awake for 2 hours, so not bad.
No, I was also, I mean, technically I started on the first, so I still went through an entire day.
Oh.
But yesterday I was laying in bed, and I just kept getting high all night, so that's fine.
All right, not bad then. Yeah. I say good job on that.
Yeah. And then I deleted 1,000 people off of Facebook.
I don't even have 1,000 people in anything.
Yeah, I'm down to like 400 friends, and I was at like 14, 15.
I say, especially when a lot of them don't interact or haven't interacted in a long time. Like,
yeah, I was able to clear out 1,000 people.
Less weight.
Yeah, it's good. It feels good. I got to get rid of people that I've never talked to.
Haven't talked to in years.
I haven't talked to in years, and then really only, you know, like, I could still go through and delete more. It's just like, all right, well, let me see what, you know, this leaves me with. I don't want to sit there, you know, have 86 friends.
That is fair. That is valid and fair. Let's see. Yeah, getting car parts. You quit smoking. I quit smoking this morning. Yesterday afternoon.
Why, is it because you're out?
I just don't want to keep spending the money, dude.
Oh, okay.
I really don't. Like I said, I find that, like I said, if you buying expensive car parts or expensive whatever, like I said, you want a $200 expensive crystal? Awesome, that's you. That's what you want to spend your money on. Fantastic. It's not me. I would go $200 on a set, not spend $200 on any glass.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if I can throw it over 100 feet, I'm not really going to spend my money on it. Except if it's a watch. That's a different story. I will spend money on watches. I will spend more money on watches and tires than I will spend on myself in two purchases than I will spend myself in over 2 years.
Let me see one of your watches. I'm going to throw it right in front of that train.
You might actually get shot. Like, I won't shoot you harmfully, but I'm going to shoot you so you can't drive a stick for at least 2 weeks. I promise you that.
Just open up the back door. All you're going to hear is, dink.
Nah.
You son of a bitch. Bow.
Just, both of us come back to the mic real calm. All right, guys, so that's the end of the episode.
You noticed the one spike when I said bow?
Oh, wow. Wow, that's an audio hit.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry for everyone's ears that are listening.
I mean, I think I got him with the fuck's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Really just, like I said, goals and working on, I had a project car update, I did that. I guess the other one, project car update, like I said, is the bike. And the other one is I'm buying the paint gun this week.
I started the Genesis for the first time.
Did you miss the sound?
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to be able to take that car out.
It's okay. It's currently I currently have like a foot and a half each in the front and the back of that car to move it around. So that's it. I can't move it. Yeah, I can literally move it so that the tires don't like
flat spot.
Yeah, flat spot.
Oh, speaking of that, I got to do that too. I got to rotate the tires on the rack so I don't get the bar spot in them.
Hmm.
Oh. Fun news for us. We became a sponsor of a Sleep at the Wheel Racing League for GT Sport.
Seems like it's a pretty shitty league. You're not supposed to fall asleep at the wheel.
That's okay. I drunk drive half the time anyways, so.
We don't support this on this podcast. All right, I'm leaving now.
On a simulator. I'm not that crazy. We do not support real drunk driving. Don't do it. If you're on a simulator, come drunk drive with me. As long as you don't have to drive home. Then just come race with me.
Okay.
What new games have come out? Yeah, so, oh yeah. We sponsored the league. First race is tonight. It's on Broadbean. It's 33 laps. We're doing 3 races back to back to back.
33 laps?
It's like doing 33 laps around, you know, fucking Daytona.
Huh.
It's like 35 second laps. It's super fast. And then the week after that, we go to Brands Hatch. So,
do 15 laps there.
Actually, I think you're actually not wrong.
Wait, really?
It's 13 laps.
Damn.
13 or 14 laps.
That
something like that.
That is a fucking medal.
I'll give you a beer to take home because I don't want it.
No.
I
don't want to look at beer right now.
A little too drunk the other night.
Yeah.
That's why you didn't want the beer. You want some wine?
Nope.
Yeah, no, that I feel that.
Wine either.
Any kind of liquor.
Nope.
I'll just don't look over there.
I've already looked.
I see, you look a little green.
Don't want it.
Oh hell. Yeah. Any new games come out? Any games you picked up for yourself? Nothing good.
Not a fucking thing. Not a fucking thing. Might pick up a Roku for my room.
Ooh.
Because I already have one. I had one in my room, but I brought it downstairs into the basement because that's the original purpose I wanted it for. So I brought it into the basement. That's doing very well. And now I miss it in my room. Now I want it in my room.
Sir, there's a Walmart right there.
I know. Why just pick one up?
Mike's going to go home, stop and get some Taco Bell on the way because he mentioned those nacho fries. Fuck, let me text Ash and have her go grab some. Wait, damn it, is she here already?
No, she's not here.
Grab nacho
cheese fries from Taco Bell.
My girlfriend is going to murder me, but it's okay. She's gonna hopefully get us nacho fries.
Daddy, I'm excited. She's gonna send you back a text, and be like, "What the fuck? These things sound disgusting."
Oh no, she loves them.
Oh okay.
Yeah, I mentioned them at Taco Bell one time. She's like, "You didn't get me any? They didn't have them." But you had some, right? Yeah, I said, I got one. She's like, you're an asshole. Wow, Mike. So Mike is literally sitting here with his beanie on his face upside down. Just laid over it like a cat's top. Nacho cheese fries.
I'm still here, though.
From Taco Bell.
Taco Hell.
Taco Hell. Corrected. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see. Yeah. So we have the Sim League tonight. What else?
Are you streaming that?
Yes, I will be streaming that.
Where can I find your stream?
Check TS11_gaming at Twitch. Oh, did you see the post on how I watch my streams?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't know, anything else, Mikey? He's going to Taco Bell.
Ah.
Couple tacos?
Nah. Oh.
I was going to have to get like 12 tacos.
Nah, it's okay. I gotta fucking go do some running around.
Oh, she's getting you nacho fries too.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
What is she, like down the street?
Yeah, she's actually down the street. That's what I was saying. Oh. Like, let me catch her.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And 4 crunchy tacos. Yes. Okay, yeah. Dude, you can't mention food on this podcast. Gotta start going hungry.
I should have waited. So now I'm gonna have to go move my car.
No. She can park in front of mine.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, there was a car in front of your other house on the side. Yeah, so
she can
I,
park on the street. It's fine.
So I'm kind of farther over than I would like to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like the whole last week, they've been blocking the driveway for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they can't pull in the driveway. Or park in front of the fucking house. But it's okay. What's he? What? What's going on? Am I ass? You're lucky I love you. Am I ass? You're lucky I love you. Yep, I'm painting her ass. Yeah. She's getting 4 crunchy tacos and 2 orders of nacho cheese fries.
Nice.
Hungy hippo. Let's see what else. Oh, have you ever played Jack in the Box? It's the TV. The fucking hilarious. Oh my god, the stuff that was said this weekend, I'm going to hell for watching. There's been a lot of radiation jokes.
Who'd you play with?
Andrew, Bobby, Adam, etc. The Bull Neighbor guys.
Ah.
You know, my Nova group.
Yeah.
I'm going to hell just for listening to, just seeing some of the stuff and the amount of times my name was mentioned for radiation, a radioactive, or having a glowing ass.
I'm disappointed in all of them. The number one thing should have been being a suicide pilot.
Oh, that was mentioned too.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that was mentioned too. Oh, don't worry. They hit all sides of those jokes.
Yeah, as long as, you know, kamikaze is brought up at least once, you're fine.
Oh, yeah. At least once. I got made fun for not having but not having a bike.
Slanted eyes.
Yes.
Being short.
Somebody's like, Kyo, can you not see the screen? I said, no, I see the sides of the walls.
Being short.
I mean, I'm always the short one.
Yeah.
I got threatened to get thrown like a midget again. They were going to, but they said it was too cold outside. And it wasn't worth going outside. Because the last time they threw me, I almost hit my head on the fucking ceiling. Yeah. Are you surprised?
No.
Yeah, I'm not either. Anything else, Mikey?
No.
This is kind of a random, like, us just talking shit episode.
Yeah, it's kind of just us ranting and talking.
Well, yeah, next week we'll be ready. We'll actually have something to talk about. And
hopefully there'll be some news that actually happens so we can talk about something.
That would be very nice.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Playoffs will be finally announced next week, so we'll be able to talk about that.
If the Bears lose tomorrow, I'm sending you a shot.
You don't need to send me a shot. I still won't be drinking tomorrow.
This glass of wine is probably all I'm going to have today. I want to go make some more coffees and rearrange the garage and shit, so. Gotta get some stuff done when it's a little bit above 30 degrees today.
Okay.
But yeah. Anyways, guys, hit us up on Facebook and all that. Interact with us this week so we can have something to talk about next week. And thank you guys for joining us. You guys have a fantastic week. Later.
Later.